We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I got some heat last week, all right? I got a little heat for a spicy take. People crushed me on Twitter, on the text line, all that stuff, because it wasn't super spicy. It was a little bit out there. And I said, hey, would Kirby have the thought, the foresight, to sit JT Daniels week one, not get him medically cleared so there's no tape with him in a Georgia Bulldogs uniform, to get him ready for the Auburn game and unleash all the goodness with this Georgia offense? Do you guys think I'm absolutely crazy with that take, or am I 100% spot on?
Hey, man, I'm not even going to go there with you in this conspiracy that you had last week. All right, Nick, he came out of nowhere with it, too. Like we teased it and everything. And so, but, Brian, if he goes out and he has a great game on Saturday, next Monday when we come on the air and you have your dog, you have your three good questions, bro, I will admit, if he goes out and plays well, that you were right.
So you're not buying into the BG conspiracy theory here?
No, I'm not buying into it.
But you do gain a competitive advantage, though, from it, right? Because Auburn's got to look at tape of JT Daniels from, what, week one of last year at USC?
That is true. I just...
Yeah, tell him, Nick. Go ahead. Keep going, man.
I'm not saying I believe it.
Come on, Nick, are you going to go down there?
Georgia kind of, you know, with a little bit of an advantage.
Oh, man. I don't know.
In all seriousness, Kirby just had his presser, and there's still some weird language about... If JT Daniels is actually cleared yet, the phrase being used is will be cleared. So it's still not, it's officially unofficial that JT Daniels is going to play this Saturday and be available. Here's what Kirby had to say about the quarterback situation in general just a little bit ago.
We're not putting ourselves in a pigeonhole and saying we can only have one quarterback. We've got to develop all our quarterbacks. So I know y'all are looking at it in terms of Auburn right now, who's going to play, what's the quarterback, where we're trying to look at our entire roster and say, okay, how are we going to be the best we can be in week 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 down the line? Because there's some guys on our team that are going to be better down the line than maybe the guy in front of them. But the only way they're going to get there is through playing.
Dude, he's starting to sound like Nick Saban all of a sudden.
Oh, I mean, hey, man, he learned from one of the best, man. And he's absolutely right. The thing with it is that, and I know what Kirby said rightfully, when he says quarterback rightfully. So the quarterback's the most important position on the football field. And Georgia doesn't have one right now that we know of. So, of course, people are going to ask about it. But there's no reason for him to give Auburn anything right now. That's the one thing. Somebody asked me last week about the injury report in the NFL. Well, it's, you know, you're required to do that mainly because of the gambling aspects of it. In college, you're not allowed. You don't have to. You don't have to. You can slow play. And so when I look at this JT thing, it says he will be cleared. All right, fine. Does that mean he's going to automatically come in and everything's going to be honky dory and all that? I know what we saw last week was not encouraging from DeJuan Mathis. It just wasn't. He did not look like the moment. He looked like the moment was too big for him. But I mean, I'm not giving up hope on him. I saw some things that I did like, but I want to see JT. I mean, obviously, all three guys probably going to play again because the thing about it is he ain't played a lot of football either, has he?
No, he's all promise and potential. He's yet to really show us long term what he can do.
Exactly. So I'm just like I was this past weekend, excited that we're getting to play Auburn. You know, that's a fun rivalry. Got a lot of friends on both sides. And so when you look at it, we'll have to have a wait and see approach. And we'll have our guy Roddy DeBalzion and we'll see what he thought of how the game played out as far as did he put too much on DeJuan's plate at first, Nick, or did they need to run the ball more? There's so many questions I have about it. But the penalties was just as big as a subject as how bad the offense played in the first half.
No, the discipline is definitely an issue, but the margin for error at the quarterback position is going to be so small when you look at what they have. They got Auburn this week, Tennessee, Bama, Kentucky, Florida. You play number 7, number 2, number 3, number 21, and a Kentucky team that's going to be feisty. There's no layups. There's no cupcakes along the way for Georgia.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. No, there is no doubt. And, you know, our defense outside of the one little play, you know, LeCount was out of position or whatever, yep. And they got a lucky pass over top. That defense is going to be nice. I didn't get the pressure that I wanted to see from the outside rushes as much, but, I mean, they're going to be fine defensively. I think it's just, you know, that the offense has got to find a way, because I was pleased by the way that they created turnovers defensively. But, I mean, it was Felipe Franks, so obviously he was going to give us some, because that's what he does. But
yes, he does.
I mean, our defense is going to be fine. I like all the depth and everything that they have, but you got to get this quarterback position. You got to get it. Mm-hmm. You got to get it ironed out.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.